Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. What we treasure most in life often reveals our deepest values, emotions, and priorities. Whether it's cherished possessions, meaningful relationships, or personal accomplishments, our attachments can provide profound insights into who we are as individuals. In a world where values and priorities often diverge, we as believers need to have a change in our concept of value to treasure Christ above all. By treasuring Christ above all, we not only align our values and priorities with His teachings, but also find solace in knowing that our deepest values and emotions are firmly grounded in the unwavering love and grace of our Savior. In today's message titled, What Do You Treasure Most?, Evangelist Paul Acqua reminds us that treasuring Christ should be our personal goal in life. Let's join in.
What is it in your life that you treasure? Is it somebody? Is it something? Some experience in your life? What is it that you treasure? I ask you again. And in this message, I want to talk about what do I have that I treasure most? What is it in my life that I really and truly treasure? So when we think about what is it that you possess, that you treasure most, what does that mean? That is, I hold it dear. That's what it means. That is something I hold dear. Something I hold it close. I protect it and it has high value to me. What is it that you really and truly treasure in life? When you think about treasure, what comes to your mind? Most people will say money, prosperity, riches. All of those things come to mind. If the only thing that comes to your mind when you think about treasure is material things, then you must be very poor, because the best things in life are not material. Best things in life supersede the material, my friend. Best things in life are higher quality than all of that. So let me ask you again, what do you possess that you treasure most? Is it your spouse? Is it your children? Or your job or your friend? Do you know what you possess that must be most treasured? Let me tell you, you possess Christ. But you see, if you are not a Christian, that won't make one bit of sense to you. And I understand that. But most of you are, and a lot of you who are listening are. You are believers. Well, of all the people who had many things to treasure, Paul the apostle and bond servant of Jesus Christ is certainly one of them. And it's interesting in the scriptures that he mentions that we have this extraordinary treasure in us. Let me read it for you. He says through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 that, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. That's what the Bible is recording for you and me. This treasure the Bible is talking about is Christ himself living inside of us. So as a believer in Christ, you possess his spirit. His Holy Spirit resides inside of you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have the presence of God, his Holy Spirit, living inside of us. This is what God has designed for every single believer. We possess him. And so, he is the one that we must treasure most. So, if you are a believer, you need to treasure what we have received, what we have heard, what we have seen, what we have experienced, treasured in our heart, quietly holding it there, pondering it, thinking about it, examining it, and enjoying it. The Apostle Paul said, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. What do you treasure, my friend? I want to tell you that God wants us to put Him first. He wants us to treasure Him most. The reason He wants us to put Him first is so that we would not have our hearts drawn away from the things of God. The Bible says that when we hear the word of God, because of the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke the word. You see, that's what the Bible describes with the parable of the sower, making it unfruitful. We hear, but we let all these pursuits choke the word of God. And so the key to success in the kingdom of God is singleness of purpose. The Apostle Paul said, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. Can you identify with Apostle Paul? He treasured the word of God. He treasured God Himself. He treasured the upward prize that he was supposed to press forward for it. And I think you and I should also have that mindset. We need to have singleness of purpose because we don't have the capacity to do our best in two areas at the same time. No one can serve two masters. That's what the Bible says. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and then you also serve money. So you cannot serve both God and money. That's what the Bible says. Therefore, if you will simply put God first and His kingdom first in every area of our lives, He promises that He will add unto us all the wealth that we need. That's what the Bible says. He says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you." Yes, there are some material things that are good, and God is a good God. He gives us what we need and much more than we deserve. Much more oftentimes than we even expect or anticipate or ask. He can do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or even reason about. That's the good God we serve. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes from God. Hallelujah. Therefore, treasure Him most. Put Him first. Put Him as your number one priority. You see, the blessings of the Lord, it makes rich and it has no sorrow with it. It's when we covet after money that we pierce ourselves through with many sorrows. That's what the Bible has noted, and that's what the Bible says. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierce themselves with many griefs. You see, that's recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. The love of money is actually the root of all kinds of evil. He didn't say money is not good, but the love of money, if you make money your top priority, you treasure money than God, then it becomes your master and is the root of all evil. Where does God fit in your desire pattern? I may ask you this again. And if you would think about it, if He is not number one, then I have an idol in my life. You will say, "Oh, my spouse is not an idol." Is your spouse number one or God number one? That's the question. Are your children number one or is God number one? That's another question. Is your job number one or is God number one? Answer that for yourself. What do you treasure most? You possess Christ. Do you treasure Him most? Or is there something else in your life that you treasure more? Whatever it is, I can tell you, because He loves you, He's going to come knocking on your door. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that I stand by the door and I knock. If you let me in, then I will come and dine with you. Because God loves you so much, He wants to have fellowship with you. He wants to communicate with you. He wants to direct you. He wants to give you good things. And so you have to treasure Him most. Put Him as your number one priority, the top priority. Treasure Him most than any other thing in your life. You possess Him. He knows everything. He is the one who would give you all things. Therefore, we have to seek Him with all our heart. We have to seek Him diligently, which means there is no casual seeking here and there, but making sure we are seeking Him wholeheartedly. When we think about what is it that you possess, that you treasure most, what does that include? If I treasure you, then I am going to have a relationship with you. If I treasure somebody, I'm going to have a desire to know them. When the Bible talks about knowing someone, it is an intimate knowledge. That is, if I treasure God, I have a desire to know Him. And it will always be an unquenchable desire that no matter how much I know, I want to know more. Why? Because there is something inside of me that desires to have an intimate personal relationship with God. I may know lots of people, but the one person I want to know above everyone else is I want to know this Jesus Christ. Why He thinks the way He thinks. The things that He said, why He said them. Even the unbelievers at His time, they testified that no one spoke like Him. The things that He said, we need to know much about them and just ponder about them. Why is He saying that? When the chief priest sent soldiers to arrest Jesus, they couldn't arrest Him. Why? They went back to report that the way He spoke marveled them. So the Bible says, finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, why didn't you bring Him in? Which means, why didn't you arrest Him? Because that was what they sent them to go and do. And listen to what they said. They said, no one ever spoke the way this man does. The guards replied. So as a believer, I want to know why He said the things that He said. If I treasure Jesus, then I want to know the things He said, why He said them. What are some of the things that Jesus said? I want to know deeply why He was saying that. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. He said, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and everyone who humbles himself will be exalted. He said, for what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So I want to know why this Jesus was saying all these kind of things. I want to know what He wants me to do, because I can trust Him. And the more I know Him, the more I will trust Him. And the more I trust Him, the more I am eager to do what He wants me to do. We need to treasure God the most. And if you haven't received Christ, then you don't even have a spirit. You don't even possess the most important possession. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart. and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.